You're listening to Vatican Radio. Caritas Internationalis and the Lutheran World Federation's charitable agency are jointly preparing a key event in Sweden's Malmö Arena as part of the October 31st anniversary of the Reformation. Pope Francis and Lutheran leaders are jointly hosting a day of ecumenical events in Sweden to kick off the 500th anniversary commemorations of the Reformation and to celebrate the progress that has been made in Catholic-Lutheran relations over the past half century. Following a joint prayer liturgy in Lund Cathedral, the Pope and the Lutheran leaders will travel to Malmö for a celebration of the witness that Catholics and Lutherans are giving together, working for justice and peace in countries around the world. To find out more about this unprecedented event, I spoke to the Secretary-General of Caritas Internationalis, Michel Roy. Caritas and the Lutheran World Service are jointly organising this ecumenical event. Is this the first time that you've undertaken such an initiative?
To my knowledge, yes. And this initiative, in fact, doesn't come from us directly, it comes from our churches. So the Catholic Church, the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity on one side and the Lutheran World Federation on the other side, after so many deliberations through decades on do we agree on the principle, and I've come to say yes. So next step, we have to show that we are united, we are living in communion, and the best way to do it is to show that in action. So going from doctrinal, theological discussions to concrete action together to show that we are united. Maybe the word is very strong, united. The churches have not emerged, but I think Pope Francis has a vision of unity, which is also going together along the same line, not towards the same goal. So we've been invited by our respective churches to engage into preparing the second part of the commemoration event in Malmö Arena, to show that we are ready to go working together more than we've been doing in the past.
How much does this event reflect what goes on in terms of your ecumenical partnership with Lutherans and others on the ground in countries around the world?
So the event is an opportunity to speed up or to go to another level. But there is already, when we look around the world, what is being done beyond the Lutheran World Federation World Service, which is one specific organization. But the relationship between Lutheran communities and Catholic communities in working together in emergency response, in promoting peace and reconciliation, is already there in many places. We have good examples, and one will be presented in Malmö, in Colombia. The peace process in Colombia has been carried forward at the level of Caritas Colombia for the church, in Catholic Church in Colombia, together with the Lutheran World Federation World Service. And we have a number of examples. We just want to seize the opportunity of this. So it's the commemoration of the 500 years of the Reformation, and it's a joint commemoration. It's the first one, because it's in 17 that the real commemoration will be held, to show that as churches, as believers of Christ who share the same faith, we have something to tell to the world. And we want to, together, give a sign of hope. The world is not only a place, our secularized world, where you succeed or you lose, no? You're winner or loser, no. We are brothers and sisters, and some are failing sometimes, but so together we want to give that push for that wind of hope. We want to re-inspire the world somehow, not only the two of us, of course, with other Christian organizations and with other faith-based organizations as well.
You'll be signing a declaration of intent, won't you?
Yes, so concretely, on the basis of what we have already been doing, when I say we, it's not so much the Secretariat of Caritas Internationalis, but Caritas at the grassroots, at the parish level, at diocesan level, at national level, or some Caritas organizations that are working abroad, like CAFOD or CRS, already working with the Lutheran World Federation World Service in welcoming refugees, for instance, in refugee camps. We want to sign a paper that says we will go beyond. You know, we seize every opportunity of moving together as much as possible. Now, the World Service of the Lutheran World Federation is a department of the Church. We are a confederation of national organizations. At the same time, we belong, or we are an entity in the Holy See. We are not operational as Caritas Internationalis. Our members are operational. The World Service is operational, acting directly in the field. So we have some differences in organization. So we don't sign, you know, a partnership agreement. We sign a letter of intent, which says that we want to work together more. And we explain the reasons why. As I said, to inspire, to show people that beyond their problems and the sufferings they have, there is something greater that encourages them to recover their dignity, and we are there to help them in this way. We are pushed by Pope Francis. He's breaking all the barriers that I see on the way, you know. He's welcoming every week a different church representation. He's been rebuilding the links with Muslims, Muslim leaders like the Imam of Al-Azhar University in Cairo. And it's difficult to follow Pope Francis. He's going fast, but I think he is right in showing the way, and he's pushing, and we are encouraged by the Curia to engage more and more with faith-based organizations. At the same time, there is a strong call from the United Nations and from international organizations like the World Bank that see that with faith communities, we can really eradicate extreme poverty. They see the plus that we bring as compared to simple civil society organizations. When they go anywhere, well, they are present anywhere, the UN, but they see that, you know, organized groups at the village level that are organized because they belong to a church or to a group of faithful, there is something more that makes them move ahead, not being passive, but being active in their own lives and the lives of their people. And this is the leverage for a real fight against extreme poverty. If you come just to help people, even if you stay long, but if you are not part of them, you don't succeed so much. It's the people themselves, the poor themselves, that being organized, so there's a need for a lot of capacity building and organization skills, the poor themselves that show the way. So they are indicating the way, and the UN and international organizations recognize that the churches and beyond other faith-based organizations can really make the difference. So these two, the push from Pope Francis and the call from the international community, I think really push us into working together more, and this joint commemoration of the Lutherans and Catholics is a good moment to push this agenda forward.
It's also going to be a fundraising event, isn't it, for two separate projects in Syria, one that you're responsible for and one that the Lutherans work with.
Yes, it's to show the way that to work together we need some support, and those people will come to the Malmö Arena. 10,000 people have been invited to buy the ticket, but the money that they have given for the ticket will fully go into financing programs. Program was supported by Caritas Syria, is in Aleppo. Hopefully it can develop. It's already existing. It's educational support, so facilitating the schooling or the education of children, which is a major consequence, a dire consequence of the war, that children are not going to school anymore. So that's an educational focus. The LWF, the Lutheran World Federation, is not present as such inside Syria, so we'll be helping refugees outside of Syria with the money collected. But we've chosen to fund and to make visible those two programs about Syria to again focus on Syria, which is one of the major tragedies of this world of today. So Bishop Antoine Odo, who is the president of Caritas Syria and one of the bishops of Aleppo, will be with us in Malmö, Lund and Malmö, and he will speak as well. And the prayer that Caritas had prepared, Caritas Syria in reality, but shared by Caritas Internationalis in the frame of our campaign, Syria Peace is Possible. This prayer will be prayed in the Malmö Arena, including by Pope Francis and the leadership of the Lutheran World Federation. So there will be a focus on Syria in this meeting. We are also inviting everyone in the world, so message has gone to all our members and to bishops' conferences, that on the 31st of October, when we pray in Malmö, everybody around the world also prays the same prayer for Syria. We believe in the power of prayer. We see that all these negotiations, endless, not going through, We see the war going on. We believe in the power of prayer in such dire times. And so we invite everyone to pray this prayer that you can find on the website, which is dedicated to this campaign, which is syria.caritas.org.